This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. National Security Council convenes under Prime Minister Balendra Shaha. Landslides and flooding disrupt traffic on major highways across the country. And U.S. launches heavy strikes on Iran after attempted attack on American troops. Now the news in detail. National Security Council has convened a meeting today at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar, chaired by Prime Minister Balendra Shaha. The meeting has assessed pressing security matters and regional safety conditions, especially the Sunsari incident. The council brought together key cabinet members and defence chiefs, including the Minister for Home Affairs, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, the Minister of Finance, the Chief Secretary, the Chief of Army Staff and the Defence Secretary. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial today paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Paurel at the office of the President in Sital Niwas. According to the Speaker's private secretariat, the meeting focused on the country's current political situation, the activities of the Federal Parliament and various aspects of parliamentary practice. Meanwhile, the House meeting is ongoing. The House of Representatives members have raised concerns regarding the Sunsari incident. The Department of Passports has announced it will operate in two shifts and remain open on weekends to accommodate a surge in service seekers applying for South Korea's Employment Permit System EPS. According to an official notice issued on Wednesday, electronic passport services will run in a double shift format from the 29th of July through the 6th of August 2026. The first shift will operate from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., followed immediately by a second shift from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. To clear the growing backlog, the department will also operate on Saturday, Sunday and other public holidays during this period, with special holiday services, service hours running from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The sharp influx in applicants following the recent opening of the EPS registration window for South Korean employment, where a valid passport is a mandatory prerequisite. The department officials emphasize that adding extended shifts and weekend operations will prevent delays and ensure efficient processing for all applicants. The Ministry of Youth, Labour and Employment has introduced tighter regulations for verifying foreign employment demand letters, making comprehensive job descriptions mandatory for recruitment approval. Under a ministerial decision made on Wednesday, foreign employers recruiting Nepali workers must now explicitly detail specific duties, daily responsibilities and work environments. Employers must clarify whether duties are performed indoors, outdoors or a combination of both alongside corresponding working hours for each setting. Previously, demand letters could be approved with only a general job title. All workers' request will continue to undergo scrutiny regarding pay, benefits and safety conditions in line with foreign employment demand verification guidelines. Ministry officials stated that the mandatory disclosures aim to protect migrant workers from exploitation, fraud and contractual deception while ensuring greater transparency through the overseas requirement throughout the overseas requirement process. An all-party meeting in Sirahar district has called for maintaining social harmony and taking legal action against those involved in vandalizing public and private property during protests. The meeting held at the district administration office yesterday decided to establish a coordination mechanism, hold regular meetings and effectively implement decisions to promote communal harmony. It also agreed to widely publicize the decisions reached at the meeting. Chief District Officer Surendra Paudil said programs promoting social harmony would be organized with the participation of political parties, civil society and representatives of different religious communities. The meeting also decided to identify and take legal action against those spreading fake news and inciting tensions through social media. Participants expressed sorrow over the recent incident at Dewanganj rural municipality in Sunsari district. Landslides and flooding triggered by heavy rainfall have disrupted vehicular movement on several highways across the country. According to Nepal Police, some highways have been completely blocked while traffic on other road sections has been restricted, particularly during the night. The Mechi Highway has been blocked at Ilam Municipality, Ward No. 9, due to a muddy road. The Erniko Highway has been closed after landslides at Jirakilo and Kodari in Bhotekosi Rural Municipality of Sindhupalchuk District. Flooding has also obstructed the Lamosangu Ramechap Road at Kidnetar in Dolakha and the Pasang Lamu Highway at Uttargaya Rural Municipality, Ward No. 5 in Rasua District, following flooding in the Trishuli River. Meanwhile, a dry landslide has disrupted traffic along the Kanti Highway in Lalitpur, while flooding in the Mulpani Khola has blocked the Jajarkot-Dolpa Road section in Karnali Province. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The United States military says it has carried out major wave of airstrikes in Iran in retaliation for attempted ballistic missile attacks on American forces. The BBC cited the U.S. Central Command as saying dozens of targets linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps were struck after Iran launched missiles at U.S. bases in Jordan and at ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian state media reported that the latest strikes killed three people, including a two-year-old child, on Khesham Island, while other sites in southern and western Iran were also hit. The latest escalation comes after a week of widening conflict, including the first publicly announced joint U.S.-Saudi strikes against Iranian-backed groups in Iraq. Despite recent signs of possible diplomatic engagement, tensions have flared again after several days of relative calm. Jordan's military said it intercepted five Iranian missiles targeting its territory on Thursday. The death toll from the powerful earthquake that struck southwestern Japan has risen to 30 as rescue teams continue searching for survivors. According to the BBC, the magnitude 6.8 earthquake hit Kumamoto Prefecture on Kyushu Island on Tuesday, causing extensive damage to homes, power lines, and other infrastructure. Several people were killed when part of a shopping center collapsed following an explosion at the site. Thousands of displaced residents are staying in evacuation centers where authorities are working to protect them from extreme heat, with temperatures forecast to reach as high as 39 degrees Celsius in coming days. More than 30,000 households remain without electricity, while over 100 aftershocks have been recorded since the initial earthquake. Many residents are spending the night in their vehicles due to fears of further tremors. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be cloudy throughout the country. There is also possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall at a few places in the Himalayan region of the country. There is also possibility of light to moderate rain and thundershowers accompanied by thunder and lightning at different places in the hilly regions of the country. Also, strong winds are likely at some places in Tarai region of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi and Bagmati provinces and the hilly region of Sudar Paschim province. Hence, caution is advised. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. National Security Council convenes under Prime Minister Balendra Shah. Landslides and flooding disrupt traffic on major highways across the country. And U.S. launches heavy strikes on Iran after attempted attack on American troops. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.